And I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the programme that holds a mirror up to nature and then proceeds to give it a rather embarrassing haircut. Once again, we're coming to you from Edinburgh, the splendid capital city of Scotland, which thrill seekers come every year to enjoy the festival and to catch a glimpse of its remarkable tattoo. Incidentally, thrill seekers hoping to catch a glimpse of my remarkable tattoo do so by private appointment only. Please welcome our regular teams today. On my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Graham Gardner and Barry Cryer. And please give a very warm Scots way hey for the lady who looks after the points, the delightful Samantha. We're going to start off with a round called Translations. In this round, teams, I shall present you each with some tricky foreign words or phrases that I'd like you please to translate. I'm going to start with you, Tim. Film noir. French.
Film noir. You forgot to take the cap off the camera again.
William, it's another French one here for you. La Dame aux Camélias.
That's Lady Camel Hair Porker Bowls.
Barry, bonsai.
Dyslexic kamikaze pilot.
Graham, here's one for you. Jihad.
Jihad is what fundamentalist cowboys yell.
Jihad!
Donna and Blitzen, which is kebab and the runs.
Petite shows, your flies are open.
El Dorado. Didn't seem like a good idea at the beginning.
Translation of Snickers is Spanties.
It's time now for a very enjoyable round called Pick Up Song. In this round, teams, Samantha and myself will be operating something of a discotheque, to use the modern parlance, with the aid of my gramophone and several long players. We'll play each of you a song to which you should attempt to sing along. By some sensitive adjustments to my volume knob, at a completely random point, the sound will disappear. If on its return you're within a couple of semi-quavers of the original, I shall be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
I thought it'd be better north of the border. Today's prize is the natural successor to the video series Workout with Jane Fonda. It's called Sleep In with Oliver Reed. Okay, now, Willie, you can start, and I'd like you to accompany Noel Harrison singing Windmills of Your Mind.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel with
in
a wheel.
Never ever ending, on the beginning, never spinning wheel. Like sings worst his father, on a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping, the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel. I remember that bit, it was very quick. You are on his own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the edge of his face.
Hands are sweeping past the edge.
I have to give you 10 bonus points for losing touch with it while the music was still playing. very, very difficult thing to do. Graham. Graham, you're next. Will you please join the Polperro Fishermen's Choir with their memorable rendition of The Happy Wanderer?
It's high, isn't it?
Wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back. Valdery, Valdera, Valdery, Valdera, Valdery, Valdera, my knapsack on my back. I love to wander by the stream that dances in the sun. So joyously it calls to me, come join my...
Keep up, keep up.
Tim. Will you please join in singing One Man Went to Mow alongside the nursery singers?
One man went to mow, he went to mow a meadow. One man and his dog. Two men went to mow, they went to mow a meadow. Two men, one man and his dog, went to mow a meadow. Three men went to mow, change key, went to mow a meadow. Three men, two men, one man and his dog, woof, woof, went to mow a meadow. Four men went to mow, they went to mow a meadow. Four men, three men, two men, one man and his dog,
meow,
went to mow a meadow. Five men went to mow, they went to mow a meadow. Five men, four men, three men, two men, one man and his dog, woof, woof, went to mow a meadow.
Another hand.
Six. Now, six men went to mow, they went to mow a meadow. Six men, five men, four men, three men, two men, one man and his dog, woof, woof, went to mow a meadow.
Seven
men went to mow.
John.
Men, six men, five men, four men, three men, two men, one man and his dog, woof, woof, went to mow a meadow.
Eight men went to mow,
they went to mow a meadow.
Eight men
went to mow a meadow.
Won't come as any great disappointment to you to know that nobody's won any points yet at all. So it's all up to you, Barry.
Right.
Will you please accompany King Louis from the Jungle Book singing I Want to Be Like You?
Now I'm the king of the swingers, ooh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man, man cop, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Booby-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, too. You'll see it's true, an ape like me can learn to be human too.
Well, according to Samantha, the score... incidentally, did you know that the guy singing that was Louis Prima, very fine New Orleans trumpet player?
I did know that, yeah.
You did, yes. Yes,
I thought you would. Everybody in the room knew that, Humph.
He was very fond of Bad Penny Blues, wasn't he, too?
Yes. Oh, he loved it. He loved it. 10 points to Timbrook Taylor. Our next round is an easy-to-follow game whose rules are neatly explained by its title, Cheddar Gorge. As you would expect, the teams are asked to construct a sentence by each of them uttering one word at a time while taking care not to complete the sentence. To complicate the round unnecessarily, I'd like all the words to start with the same letter.
Oh.
Yep. So you can start, Willie, and the letter is S.
So, Samantha said softly.
So
she she
said,
sibilantly.
So, so
she,
her sibilance
didn't come on
swiftly,
sadly,
scuttlingly,
squeakingly,
sonorously,
straight,
surrounding. The gas leak.
Secretly. No more adverbs.
Sideways.
Semicolon.
So.
Stop. Oh! No, we shouldn't end.
Stop. Ah! You probably noticed that by saying stop, Tim Brooke Taylor finished the sentence.
Wouldn't look that way. Very popular member.
I tell you what, though.
Thank you for the £10 note, audience.
There's time for us to have another round of that.
Oh.
But with a different letter, you'll be delighted to hear. The letter H. And we're going to... Who should we start with? We're not going to start with you, for a start. Graham.
Ha.
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 Harry
Huxtable
has
his
hooter
honed
highly,
horrendously,
hideously.
However,
his
handbag
hyphen.
Handler
has
overtaken. No, I'm just has hitched
her
harness
hideously,
heavily,
horrendously.
For those of you listening at home, you can
go on.
Highly,
happily.
The next game,
has
Humphrey. Oh. I just like wake him up.
I know where I went wrong. Introducing the game in the first place. The next. I beg your pardon. You're the piano player. Do you mind leaving me? I hear Oscar Peterson's not getting much work these days. The next round is called Complete Quotes. In it, teams, I shall give you each the first parts of a well-known saying which I'd like you to complete. Points will be deducted for correct answers. I'm going to start with you, Barry. Some words of Rupert Brooke for you. If I should die, think only this of me.
He's dead.
Graham, we'll go to you next. If a thing's worth doing, it's worth doing...
Isn't it?
Some words, Willie, some words of John Kennedy's for you. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask...
someone what that last bit meant.
And Tim,
yep.
Appropriately enough, some Shakespeare for you. If music be the food of love...
I'd like the Dagenham Girl Pipers, please.
Barry, we're with John Kennedy again now. Ich bin ein...
Binliner.
OK, Graham, now some words of Voltaire. If God did not exist, it would be necessary to...
break it very gently to the Pope.
Willie, mad dogs on an English... snip, snip, snip. Well, we have a thing on this program. There's a thing like the I'm telling the audience something. Very yes. We have a thing like the little dots, like the on a the lid of a packet.
Do be patient.
No, you know when you...
Could be one of your own.
No. Honestly, wait, when you collect the coupons on the top of the cornflakes thing, you've got these little dots where you cut them out, you see. We've got it on this program, and they cut out... You find they cut out...
Are you on solids at the moment?
Okay. Willie, Mad Dogs and Englishmen go...
British Airways.
Tim, a rule for life from the Bible for you. Let not the sun go down upon your...
Let...
Please.
Let not the sun go down upon your newspaper order.
Hey, what?
Rashly, I'm going to ask if any of you have got any more of those.
If at first you don't succeed, you still say honest Prime Minister.
Lies, damn lies, and citizens' charters.
Ooh. My love is like a red, red... Well, see for yourself, Doctor.
Any more, or can we go on? Let's go on.
Let's go on.
Because it's time now to play the game called Mornington Crescent. In deference to the fact that we're in Edinburgh, we shall attempt to play the more refined Scottish version of the game, Morningside Crescent. apart from certain important differences, this version follows our own standard rules. Though, as you'd expect, shunting and straddling are generally considered unacceptable. So, Tim, would you start, please?
Abercrombie Place.
Hill Street.
Queen Street.
Trafalgar Square.
Waverley Station.
Lothian Road.
Thistle Street.
The Royal... Oh.
Ah.
Do that after Thistle.
No, don't you jump in.
Did you say we could shunt?
No, I said shunting and straddling are generally considered unacceptable.
But does that mean we can't do it?
It means that it depends what mood I'm in, but no. Why, were you thinking of shunting?
Well, I was thinking of shunting, but I was waiting for Graham. Because he half said it.
I half shunted, half straddled.
He didn't say... So, you can shunt then, though. If you half-straddle, you can shunt.
Yeah, but it's not allowed. He just said it's not allowed.
He said it's not acceptable.
Look, North Bridge Street.
The
moon.
North Bridge Street.
Not acceptable to me.
I did Humphrey on this
Cowan's
one.
Cowan's close. What? Cowan's close. Can I not speaking clearly?
You talk about speaking clearly. You...
At least I can talk about it.
Take the trouble to... take the trouble to explain the rules to you and you...
What's that bit on the top of the cornflake packet again?
You can do it now.
You could.
Royal Mile.
I'm flirting with Dougal's entry.
Go in.
Bucklew Street. Thank you.
Thank you, fans.
Hey. So you shunted.
What?
That was a deliberate
shunt.
Don't
point at me and accuse me of shunting.
Seriously, it was a shunt.
Was it?
It was a shunt.
It was a shunt.
Draw that.
Well, Charlotte Square then.
Drummond.
An equally good move.
Drummond what?
Street, Fife. Obviously.
Drummond Fife is one of the things I have
so
up here.
Earl Grey Street.
Morningside Crescent.
Thank you.
I sometimes
but
wonder why
you're
I
shunting.
Why I'm impressed with you as a teammate sometimes. I do. I don't You're all right for something to sing along with, eh?
I can't...
any intellectual.
I can't disguise a certain grim satisfaction that Tim Brooke Taylor walked straight into that one. So we're going to walk straight into the next game, because it's time for a round of limericks. And I shall furnish you teams Each of you with fertile first lines, which I'd like you to complete, in limerick form, taking one line each. Graham, we're starting with you. While out on the banks of Loch Ness...
I was startled to see Rudolf Hess.
He shouted, "Who's won?"
The ignorant Hun.
I said, "You did. In the end, more or less."
Right. Tim, here's one for you. The thing about wearing a kilt...
Careful, Tim. Is it tends to reveal how you're built.
You knew.
But should you chance your arm...
It has an alarm.
And your sporran lights up and says, "Tilt."
Okay, your turn, Barry. One night I was roused by the pipes.
One night I was roused by the pipes, being played by a band of strange types.
They then tossed a caber.
And shouted, "Vote Labour!"
My sporran lit up and said, "Christ!"
Okay, finally, Willie. There's a small breed of dog called a Scotty.
There's a small breed of dog called a Scotty, who's house-trained and sits on a potty.
See the picture.
He gives a loud yap.
Oh, dear.
That mischievous chap
then stands up and wipes his wee body.
The next round, thank goodness, is called Swanee Kazoo. Throughout history, mankind has constantly struggled to combine two different items in the hope of creating something remarkable and unexpected. Amongst his most noted successes, one would have to count the hot air balloon, the electron microscope, and the strawberry jam and peanut butter sandwich. However, few such combinations in any sphere can match the delightful harmony that can be achieved by uniting the haunting lyricism of the Swanee whistle with the impudent euphony of the kazoo. Teams, I'd like you to create this noise for us now, but before you begin, I'm obliged to introduce one of man's less successful combinations, that of Colin Sell with the piano. Tim and Willie, you're going to start. I'd like you to start with a rendition of Let's Call the Whole Thing Off.
Oh, hit it, Cole.
Hold it. Don't just barge in. I haven't finished. I've got yards of this stuff to read out.
Oh, dear.
Remember the clangers?
To feature Willie Rushton on kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on Swanee Whistle. Thank you. Did you know your Adam's apple goes up and down when you play that? Fascinating. Yeah, it does. Your turn, Barry and Graham, and your song is The Laughing Policeman, and it's to feature Barry Cryer on kazoo and Graham Garden on Swanee Whistle. Mm-hmm. forgot to tell you at the beginning that we're judging the winners from that round on the audience's applause. Well, all good things come to an end, and so by rights this programme should go on forever. In case it doesn't, we'll just try and squeeze in a round of Vickers Film Club. In this round, teams, I'd like you to suggest, please, some titles of films likely to be popular with the clergy. Barry, will you start, please?
Oh, what a rare pleasure. The High and the Mitre.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
A Fistful of Dog Collars.
Star-studded film, this. The Seven Deadly Synods. Charlie Chaplin, James Dean, Richard Pryor, and Ross Abbott as Captain Kirk. Not forgetting Nicholas Parsons. On second thoughts, you can forget Nicholas.
What's up, Flock? Silence of the Bands with Hannibal Rector. Bill and Ted's Excellent Advent.
An Officer and a Gentleman.
Cloister Encounters. Pope Eye.
April in Parish.
Cleric the Viking.
I'll give you two clues before I do this one, because it's rather difficult, this.
Okay.
Sir Alec Guinness and... And the film is called Bend Over the Cathedral Choir. You'll wake up tomorrow morning and roar with laughter.
The Abbess.
What?
The Abbess. Starring Liz Taylor with hymn number 83.
At this point...
The Padre's over. The First in the Pew, starring Winston Church Hall.
Tom Courtney in The Blesser.
Well, with the...
Psalm, Song and Delilah.
And with the big hand pointing upwards and the little hand pointing towards my digital watch, I notice that we've done... Join us again next week when we'll be in Bury St. Edmunds. Meantime, from the teams and myself, goodbye.
Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Trier, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.